أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with the life of the Prophet, we looked at the conquest of Mecca, as it's known. Now, once the Meccans had submitted, there were companions were sent out to the neighboring tribes to invite them with peace and goodwill to embrace Islam. Many of them responded positively to their call. But there was one tragic incident. Khalid ibn Walid, who had accepted Islam a few months before the fall of Mecca, was sent to the tribe of Banu Khuzaymah, who had already accepted Islam. Now, when they learned that he was coming, they were cautiously armed. And Khalid asked them who they were, and they said, they're Muslims following the teachings of Muhammad. They said, we've built a mosque, we pray. Khalid asked them, then why did you come to me to meet me armed? They said that they were on hostile terms with another tribe, and they mistook Khalid's men for their enemies. But Khalid did not accept their explanation and asked them to surrender their arms. They at once surrendered. But he ordered that these people should be killed. When the Prophet was advised, when he was told about this, he was angered and very upset, because he kept on saying, I deplore Khalid's action. And in order to repair this damage, he sent Imam Ali al-Islam to do damage control by distributing a sum of money to compensate the families of those who were killed. But this memory lingered in their minds. And in the tribes of Banu Hawazin, Banu Thaqif and Banu Sa'ad, this just did not sit well, and they really wanted to take the offensive and attack the Muslims. And on the 6th of Shawwal, 8 after Hijra, there was a battle which was fought at Hunain, 10 miles from Mecca, between the Muslims and the tribes of Hawazin and Thaqif, who had taken up these positions. Remember, the Muslims went with an army of 12,000, quite impressive. And the Prophet warned them not to have complacency. The battle strategy sadly was not followed by one of the commanders, who was then taken by surprise by the opposite side, and it threw the Muslims into disarray. Out of the 12,000, there were very few who remained steadfast, and Imam Ali al-Islam managed to get them back together and bring order by following the instructions given by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah mentions the Battle of Hunain in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 25 to 27. He says, indeed Allah helped you in many battlefields, and on the day of Hunain, when your great numbers made you vain, but they availed you nothing, and the earth became straight to you, notwithstanding its spaciousness, and you turned back retreating. Then Allah sent down His tranquility upon His messenger and upon the believers, and sent down angels, which you did not see, and punished those who disbelieved, and that is the reward of the unbelievers. Then will Allah, after this, turn mercifully to whomever He pleases, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. Now, after this, we find that the year 630 of the Christian era, which is 10 after Hijra, was a year of deputations. A large number of Muslims, or a large number of tribes, came to the Prophet to accept Islam, and amongst them, the Banu Thaqif and Banu Hawazin of Taif. Teachers were sent to different provinces, directed by the Prophet, always to deal gently with the people, never to be harsh. Give them glad tidings, don't condemn them, and meet them. And when you meet them and they ask questions to you, for example, when they say, what is the key to Jannah, the key to heaven, tell them that it is to testify to the unity of God and to do good deeds. Simple, followable instructions.
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to understand the simplicity of religion, to be able to make it conducive so that we not only do we reflect it, but those around it understand it. After all, the essence is to understand and to be understood. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ